Good morning. You are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm here with two guests for the morning interview. In the studio right now, I have Mark Sixby, a traditional arts and guitar maker, and Jeff Budd, a contractor with the Sitka Historical Society. And let me make sure your microphones are on. And thank you, gentlemen, both for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Good morning.
And you're here both to talk about a speaker series that's coming up. Jeff, why don't you jump in and tell us a little bit about that speaker series, what exactly it is and how it kind of came to be.
Okay, so what's going on is that the Sitka Historical Society and the Sitka History Museum are, about ready to open up late April, they hope. And so this is, excuse my throat.
You can grab some water. Go for it. You can do it.
We should all sip on air.
Let's all take a sip of water. I could use it too.
Okay, so it's a run up to the opening of the new Sitka History Museum in the Harrigan Centennial Hall. Well, that's not going away.
It helped.
All right, there we go.
There we go.
And so we're doing a run up. Just like for the 150th, we had a speaker series, and we're lucky enough to have Mark Bixby. Will be the first person. That'll be March 14th, 7 o'clock in the National Park in their auditorium, and he will have with him Rich Phillips, and they will play some instruments, and Mark will tell you more what he's going to talk about. And then March 28th, again at the National Park, 7 p.m., Bob Sam will talk about museums. We have then the next three in April are April 11th, 25th, and 28th, and those will all be at the Public Library. The 11th, we have it scheduled. We do not have for sure a speaker, so I'm not going to say what it's going to be because I don't know,
right.
But I know that we'll have a speaker. The 25th, Mrs. Mercado and Mrs. Schuler, both graduates from Sheldon Jackson High School in the 50s, will be there. That starts at 6 p.m. and will be hosted by you guys' own Emily Kwong. And then April 28th at 3 p.m. in the library, Dan Henry's coming up from Eugene, or he's coming down from Haines, and he will talk about his new book, Across the Shaman's River, John Muir, the Tlingit Stronghold, and the Opening of the North. And that'll, again, all three in April at the library. And I just started reading his book, and it's pretty interesting.
Okay. Sounds like a very interesting and varied speaker series, which is nice.
Yeah.
So a lot of topics that will be covered. So let's talk about the first one that's coming up this Wednesday, the 14th. It'll be 7 o'clock, as Jeff said. It's free. And these are all free, is that right?
Correct.
And it will be at the Sitka National Historical Park.
And I should say it's sponsored by the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund. Thank you, Brooke, and the Sitka Rotary Club.
Great. Wonderful. Well, Mark, let's chat about this upcoming lecture that you'll be giving on Wednesday. First of all, you are a traditional artist. You work in traditional arts, and you also make guitars.
Yeah.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that journey into those two fields, I guess.
Yeah, well, they meet in the middle pretty nicely. So I started doing traditional art, taking Northwest Coast form line with Jack Hudson, 1992. So I was just a little guy, full-time program, 6 years. You get a little locker and everything. And he took me through how to draw, how to paint, how to, a bit about navigating the art field too, but then, yeah, tool making. Anyway, so about 20 years of that.
Wow.
Into that, I just had the, I'd long had the thought. I've always liked guitars and liked playing, and I always painted them up and all that. And one day I saw. I think it was this beautiful custom carved guitar from ESP, I think, in Japan. And just in this immaculate, amazing carving and it just got me going. And I thought, hey, I could do what I do. And so, fast forward a little bit. And so about 2 years, anyhow, been working on, making string instruments, primarily ukuleles, because it's that stepping stone to guitars.
So carving, using the traditional art of carving, and then making the instrument, and then carving on the instrument.
Yeah, and you do have to carve things like, so it's a lot of woodworking.
To make the instrument.
Yeah, it comes together. So it was adding carpentry, actually, to my existing skill set is what made the instruments possible. Because you really have to have the measurements down, the string, say the 12th fret takes you up a full...
We have this beautiful instrument here, and I'm going to turn that mic on now.
Yeah, so this one's got a wolf design. We can take a picture for the website, too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it's a carved top. So the soundboard is like the main... that's the palette, as I see it. And then I build the instrument around the carved top.
What can you tell us about that carved top, your palette there?
Ah, yeah, well, so this one's got a traditional Lahki Bu Wolf Clan Tsimshian design. And, it's my favorite one so far. I don't know what else to say. It's made out of red cedar, which, again, great wood for carving. And so I just went ahead and carved the whole thing, the body and the neck, out of red cedar and yew tree, Y-E-W. You make bows out of it for the fretboard with the abalone inlay to tell you where the 3, 5, 7, 9, and 12. And then opals on the side for the fret dots.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had some little opals. Ooh, that's my birthstone too. So
nice.
I'm born in October. And set to tenor scale ukulele.
And you were talking earlier you used copper as well.
So one of the different things I do, I make my own, so it's called the nut, the part that holds the strings at the top, and then the bridge and the tailpiece. So all the parts that the strings are touching are all copper. It's actually recycled copper. It was off of a roof or something, some old building.
Excellent. Let's take a moment. Do you want to play something for us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and so and what the talk is going to be about the process making these things. I've been taking pictures on my cell phone for the last couple of years. Got a lot of different designs. I still have the artwork, all the pencil sketches that went into these things, and so it'll be primarily a talk and slideshow, but it's an hour long program, and so the last half of it probably is going to be music. Cool. Rich Phillips, He's joining me on. He's playing the fretless bass, which goes really well with the ukulele. I'm really happy. We're writing some new material. We hopefully have some words on this by Wednesday, but it takes a minute. So, here's a little number I'm working on. It's a.
Thank you, Mark.
You wrote that music?
I guess so.
Wow.
Excellent. I love how it's a combination of so many art forms brought together, like making a musical instrument as an art form and then playing music, and then you've also brought in carving. It's a wonderful trilogy.
Yeah, it's an excuse to play music too, I guess. That's the big secret. If you're not engaged in making music, nobody knows.
Oh, right. You have to get out there and play. So people should come on a Wednesday the 14th to not only learn a little bit about the making instruments and
Luthery,
yes.
But also to hear some playing of music. And do you think this would be something that you'll be sort of not exactly teaching people how to make instruments, but this could be a stepping stone towards that?
We're getting there. Yeah, I do teach a lot of other projects in my work. So getting these to the point where maybe we can get a workshop or something together. I did put in for a grant, a Rasmussen grant, a project grant, to hopefully scale these up. I got a lot of designs I want to see in full-size guitars. So,
excellent.
So,
do we got time for me to ask a question?
Sure, real quick.
So how do you scale up from going from a ukulele to a guitar? I mean, is this like double everything?
You got to redesign the whole thing. Okay. Yeah. And so you find out the scale length. So the distance from the nut to the 12th fret. So once you know that, then you can kind of design the rest of the...
Then.
Yeah, so you design the dimensions around that. So, yeah.
Okay. But you have to have a bigger. Okay, we're getting.
We're out of time. We're out of time. So you all
come to the thing.
There you go. Yeah. Come on Wednesday, March 14th, to listen to Mark talk a little bit about making guitars and mandolins, and also about art, and to listen to him play music.
Perfect.
Thank you, Jeff Budd, and Mark Sixley for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Support comes from the University of Alaska College Savings Plan, helping you and your child save for college every step of the way, from diapers to diploma. More information at uacollegesavings.com.